me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
I know you gonna dig this.
Don't touch that dial.
That's right. What's poppin'? ¿Qué pasa? Konnichiwa. ¿Cómo está la cosa? ¿Cómo está le vous? Yeah, that's right. Me plus you equals two. It's Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? October 16th. Skid Row Studios, beautiful downtown LA. I'm your host, Nestor Rodriguez, you know, a.k.a. Nestorius, host of the Nestorius Public Radio Show. Being blessed with the beautiful Jenny, the boardroom operator engineer.
Thank you for your kind words.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm
very well. I haven't seen you in a while. You look
I know.
Great.
It's been a while.
It's been about 2 weeks.
Where were you last week?
Oh, I was in Chicago. Then I was in Seattle. I've been all over the place.
I saw that. You had a show in Seattle.
With Simon, yes.
How'd it go?
It was great.
How is he doing?
He's, you know, Simon.
Missing NPR?
Simon is Simon doing his thing. You know, fucking always has a, you know, he always has some plan and some scheme. He's something's going on.
But, How is he enjoying it over there?
He's doing all right. I mean, he's getting together some shows and trying to build up a tour where he can get comedians to go up and do a show on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool. I did a couple of shows. One in a bar in Seattle, and then like a hotel in Portland, just over the Washington border, Red Lion Inn.
Very cool.
That was pretty cool. And then we went back up to someplace in Washington in a golf course. That was a fucking rough show.
Really?
Oh, that was a rough show. Yeah, that was a rough show.
Rough crowd or
different crowd?
It was a rough crowd. It was a crowd. Simon opened up the show, and then there was like this two couples in front of the stage, just right in front of the stage, right? And they looked like they were there. I mean, I went up to introduce Simon. One of the dudes, part of the couple, had a long ass face. Like, he just stepped in shit, it hit him in the forehead, and it splattered all over his mother's ass. I mean, he just had a look like, why are you fucking here? Right? Number one. Number two, fine. You found this godforsaken golf club by accident. All right, got it. I'll give you that. But why are you sitting up front? Dead smack.
He wanted to discourage the comedian.
Yo, and then there was this woman who he was with, and she was just fucking, you're not funny. That sucks. I mean, like every 5 seconds, she's saying something. So it was like that.
And I never actually thought people in the audience had the balls to do things like that.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. Well, when you don't have anything to live for in your life, you just go to a comedy club and it can't get worse.
Good point.
It can't get worse. This is what you do. So your life sucks. You got nothing going on in your fucking life, your fucking husband's life, your future. You got nowhere to go.
Let's go to a comedy show and just yell.
Yeah, and fuck up on somebody whose life sucks to begin with. That's why he's on stage. That's why a comedian's on stage, to try to just like fucking, it can't get worse than that. You know what I mean? You're traveling across the country, you're lucky if you break even. You know
it
what
can.
I mean?
You can be the audience who's yelling shit at the people, at the comedians.
I guess. Good point. I guess. So anyway, that's how it was. I had a great time. That's where I've been gone. I'm happy to be back doing the show, Nestorius Public Radio. I missed you guys.
Glad to have you back. This is Andy's favorite show, so
he always
likes being here.
Oh, really? All right. Good. Well, tonight's show is going to be spantabulous because I got my man Kevin Campos.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Kevin Campos from Pescal.
Yep.
Exterminating services, right?
All day.
All day, all motherfucking night, y'all. Yo, you got roaches.
We got you.
Yo, you got Pescal praying mantises.
Got you.
Yo, you got praying mantises.
Call me.
Yo, you got unexpected bitches that keep fucking crashing your place. Yo, call him. Yo, you need like special extermination services.
Pescal.
Yo, call him. Call Pescal. Talk about it. Ask for Kevin. Who knows? He might be able to help you out. Maybe, you know, don't just think within the box about insects. You know, it could be anybody. It could be a neighbor, you know.
Right.
You do that, right?
All the time, yeah.
You remove neighbors if you had to?
No, not really. I thought you meant recommending a neighbor.
Oh, you recommend a neighbor. Yeah. All right. Well, that's code for if you need to exterminate a neighbor, just, you know, call Pascal, ask for Kevin, and Kevin will forward the number to me, and, you know, we'll work it out. Anyway, so SkidRowStudios.com, if you're not already tuned in and plugged in and you got your ear holes getting waxed out, it's SkidRowStudios.com. There's a number to call, 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562. We've been talking about exterminating services,
right.
Pest control,
right.
The business of...
exterminators.
The business of exterminators. Did you see that, Jenny?
Everyone saw that. Everyone You're on camera.
Well, if you haven't seen that, what happened was I just went to hit the arm where the microphone went, and it went all over the fucking place. and I had to chase the mic. That's funny. That's what happens. Big up, you motherfucker. You can't focus on shit, man.
One more time.
I gotta give. Kevin loves my big ups. Kevin's been listening to the show for a couple weeks now. Big up Pascal.
There you go.
So I was saying to you, Pascal. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a computer.
You were telling me on the wheel.
Yeah. Pascal. Yeah. Used to be, a science language. You guys don't know about that, right, Jenny? Before Windows was invented.
Andy does, because he's, you know, smart.
Before Windows was invented, you had to get task-specific programs. Right. So, like, you know, Pascal, Snowball, Cobalt. I mean, you had all these different languages, computer languages, programs, right, to deal in scientific probabilities, architectural, whatever, and Snowball was one of them, and Pascal was another one. But it was Pascal, P-A-S-C-A-L.
Yeah, I didn't get the name from that, though.
No, of course not. You're Pascal.
Pascal.
So tell me about you. Where you from, man?
I'm from North Hollywood, California.
NoHo.
Born and raised.
Before it was NoHo, right?
Yeah.
Back then it was like,
right.
Now they give it a nice fancy name.
That's where we're at,
Now they give it a nice fancy name.
Arts District.
Yeah, the NoHo Arts District.
There you go. It was a different time back then.
Back then, right?
Back then, yeah.
So
these have changed, for the better.
What time period was that? Like this? 80s?
I say 90s. Growing up in early 90s, mid 90s.
Early 90s was a great time for me. I was in New York. 90s
was
great.
It was good. It was fun.
The 80s were much.
Now it's different. There's a bunch of hipsters over there. But,
yeah. But we just came from eating fucking high-end gringo fucking taco. This motherfucker takes me to Bar Ana. Right?
Bar
Ama.
There you go.
Bar Ama. Yeah. So I got a Mexican cholo looking motherfucker that I bet you we can step out of his house, and we live very close anyway. Yeah, We're not far from each other.
Right.
I can step out, like, go north of
hit a taco stand right there in the cut.
Just go north of Burbank and fucking west of Whitsett, and I can step in some of the most amazing tacos. But no, what do?
Well, I wanted you to try something different.
Yeah, we go down to fucking downtown Los Angeles to pay for fucking high end Mexican food where not one Mexican dude is making it. It's unbelievable. The fucking guacamole tasted like...
It was
like,
bomb though, right?
This
it was
shit off tasted the like lime.
I told you, man.
I want guacamole to taste like ass, like the old days, okay? I want this shit to taste like somebody fucking smashed it with their feet. That's what I want. I want old school shit. You know what I mean?
That's that Lancashire spot right there. That Lancashire spot right there.
No, this shit was good.
That was good, right?
It was good. It was different.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was different.
Yeah.
I like seeing white people get uncomfortable when two Latinos sitting right next to them. That's part of the experience. I'm not here for the tacos. I want to see you twitch, bitch. You know what I mean? I'm not here for
the tapatio.
Yeah, I'm not here for the tacos. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to see you get uncomfortable and shit, loosen your neck. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So, okay. So, North Hollywood, NoHo.
Yeah, NoHo.
In the 90s.
The
90s. LA was kind of buck wild in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy, man. It was a different time growing up.
This is pre-riots, right? Or like around
right after. Yeah.
Right after the Rodney King riots?
Yeah, before like the Rampart scandal. It was just...
Yeah, you were telling me about the Rampart scandals.
Yeah, it was
scandals.
Something... It was.
I was reading up on that when you
surreal.
Told me about the Rampart scandals where LAPD was actually framing people...
Gang members for
shit. And then eventually the Internal Affairs and the FBI went in and busted all these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And the majority of those dudes were Latinos, and most of them were Latinos, one black dude and one white dude, right?
Yeah.
I remember reading about this shit.
Yeah, I told you that story.
Your house. You told me about it, and you said, you don't know about the Rampart scandal? I said, no, tell me about it.
Yeah,
and when you told me about it, there was an investigative reporter on the whole thing. Yeah.
It was real, man. It
so
was,
they basically were like setting just up gangbangers to pretty much
they
fill up
frame
the jails.
Them and you know, I can't hear you.
Can you hear?
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, they would just frame them and take them to different neighborhoods or rival neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was a different time.
Frame them.
They would abuse their power.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're still doing shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, they still
now.
Do, but it's just, everybody has a phone now.
Well.
There you go.
Okay, are you good?
There you go. Okay. I'm good now.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So things are different now because gangbangers got college degrees and shit. So they don't hang out in the corner.
Yeah, that's still played out, man. I don't know whoever's doing that. It's embarrassing.
So
man.
Now gangbangers are fucking they're having swing parties and gangbanging fucking exactly. Motherfuckers' wives and shit. That's a different type of gangbanging.
Exactly.
But that shit happens out here in LA. That's a trip, man. When I first came out here, right. I was reading the personals on Craigslist.
Right.
Just somebody turned
some
me
random
on to them,
stuff, right?
Some random
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like dudes were looking for other guys to fuck their wives. I'm like, what kind of shit is that, man?
You know, you were like, how do I sign up?
No. I was looking. I went on California's SoCal Governor Southern California Government.org page to see maybe they were giving tax breaks, and that's why these dudes were doing this. Like you get 10% off your fucking property taxes if you let no other motherfuckers gangbang your wife. This is ridiculous shit. I never heard no shit like that.
Yeah, I don't keep up with that kind of stuff.
That's my little sample.
That's the sample, man.
You ready?
That's what I grew up to, man,
that's
right
it,
there.
That's it. Cypress Hill. Dude, Cypress Hill changed the map of hip-hop for me.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Different all right.
Spike. So no gangbanging.
Yeah.
No Rampart. None of that shit's happening.
Yep.
So, okay. So how do you go from, you on the right down here, you told me that you worked for another.
Yeah, I started working for a company called Antamite. Yeah,
Antamite.
Yeah, I did 10 years over there.
So, now Antamite is kind of like
it's one
anti-termite.
Of the elite. Right. It's one of the top 20 companies in Southern California.
Southern California.
Right. And then one day I just walked into work and they said we sold the company. So they said we sold the company, right. And I was like.
See, I don't understand the Latino culture out here in L.A. I mean, Puerto Ricans, we grow up with bugs. We right. don't. There's no such thing as exterminators. The only time we started calling exterminators in the apartment complex where I lived is when white people moved in. You know what I mean? I mean.
Hey, those are...
Yo, seriously, my mom.
No, man, it's real right now, but the bed bugs, it's an epidemic, man. People are desperate right now.
Yeah, here's a secret with the bed bugs. Wash your fucking ass. All right, that's what it is.
It's harder than that, believe me.
We'll talk about the bed bugs.
Okay,
tell me about right. bed bugs. Go ahead, okay. Tell me. What's going on with the bed bugs?
It's just right now we moved from number 25 in the nation to number 5 in Los Angeles. Los Angeles alone.
And this is in hotels?
Hotels, houses, apartment buildings.
Really?
Yeah, I mean it's getting crazy, man.
See, I read about bed bugs. No one knows where the fuck they originated from, right?
Well, they say they originated in a cave.
In a cave.
Yeah,
but I mean, our grandmothers originated in a cave. If you go like way the fuck
well, they
back
used to,
when.
They used to feed on bats.
Okay,
and then they used to feed on swallow birds.
On swallow birds.
Yeah, and then when cavemen decided to live there, that's when they developed an appetite for us.
Uh-huh.
And they just ended up following us after that. They became what's called an ectoparasite.
Right.
They just started following us from there. And
they were like, orale, wey! That guy's culo is nice and warm, Let's get out of this cave! Let's grab on his fucking fur coat, man.
Maybe let's go to Hollywood.
Let's go to Hollywood, Maybe we get a nice bedroom apartment there. We can chill out, you know, for the summertime,
That's maybe, how it went down, for real.
Maybe some, like, 50-pound nargas will come on the bed, man. You know, we can have fun,
Yeah, so right now, I mean, it's crazy.
So that was a big epidemic in New York, bed bugs.
It was, yeah. But right now, I mean, I'm telling you, it's just...
So there's a big epidemic. How do you treat bed bugs?
It's really, really hard.
Hard.
It all depends on how much clutter people have.
Right, because that's it's hard make to them, isolate where they are.
Right, because they hide in cracks and crevices.
Right.
A lot of times people end up throwing all their furniture away in many cases.
Right, because you don't know where the fuck they are.
Yeah,
But you can you tell?
Oh, yeah, I can tell. I mean, I'm...
How will you be able to detect
what I do
the
is when I walk
are?
Into a room, I first pull out the sheet covers.
Yeah.
And then I look at the edges of the mattress, and you'll find fecal matter or droppings, or even the actual bed bug right there nesting itself.
So, like right on the corner.
Right on
the corners of the mattress.
Usually, where you rest your head is in that area.
Right.
Because
they like to hear you snore, right?
Right. Yeah. They feed on you between 3 or 4 in the morning. That's funny.
Orale, he's sleeping, man. Let's go get the food, eh? Let's go. Come on. Wake up, Chewy. Come on. Let's go. He's sleeping.
That's the way he went down.
So, okay. So they went, they're near your head. Why is that?
Oh, what they do is they detect you by your carbon dioxide. So whenever you exhale, that's what they're picking up. Their antennas are picking that up, and then they'll crawl down and feed on you.
And they're feeding off of your
blood. Your blood, yeah. Well, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll bite you three times to get a good spot.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Yeah, a lot of times when we go out to...
Once on the floor. Yo, that's Tony Orlando and Dawn. Come on, yo.
That's old school.
Big up for Tony Orlando and Dawn. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so...
This is old school.
That's old school. That's right. Yeah, you got to keep
it. All right, so...
And a lot of times when I look at a bite, we have what's called the breakfast... lunch and dinner bite. They usually have three bites. People that have been...
So sometimes I see like little bites on my skin, right? Sometimes,
yeah.
Right?
And yeah, you're looking at $1,500.
Yeah. $1,500. sometimes, you know, you'll get irritations from like deodorant and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's normal with everybody.
But sometimes, dude, I don't care where you... I mean, you... First of all, let me just say this. We met because you came to my house
for
a call.
We
kicked it.
Chill.
Boom, I'm like, yo, let's come on my show.
Right.
You see my house, nice and clean.
Yeah.
Pristine, nice and neat. Any fucking house will have bugs. Any house.
Every house.
Yeah. Any house.
We stay in business, man.
That's right.
Yeah,
spiders, ants. I mean, you get bit in bed and it doesn't have to be a bed bug.
Right?
Right?
Yeah, there's also tropical rodent mites. We deal with that. People mistake that for...
Rodent mites?
Yeah, they're called tropical rodent mites.
And what are they?
What they do is they feed on rats. If you have a rat infestation in your attic, and sometimes when the rat dies or... they end up leaving the nest, those mites no longer have a food source, so they'll crawl down and feed on you.
Mm.
Yeah. And a lot of times people confuse that for bed bugs.
Right.
But it's a whole different process. It's also considered an ectoparasite, too.
Right.
Something that feeds on human blood.
So that's something else you have to figure out where the hell.
Yeah, we have to identify and see what's going on. Sometimes it could even be a bird nest on the side of your house.
Right.
You know, sometimes the birds will just, you know, leave.
The birds are like, yo, Charlie, listen. There's a new development, yo. There's a new development up the block on Lancashire in North Hollywood, yo. They're giving a Section 8 room in, man. Let's just step over there, man. Hey, yo, fuck this nest, man. Fuck this shit. They get up, they get all their stuff, and the mites are like...
And the mites stay with you.
Mira lo que está pasando con nosotros. ¿Qué pasa con nosotros?
Then you got to call Pascal.
Oh, we're leaving us here.
That's comedy.
They leave them there, shit, and then they crawl down your wall.
Exactly. And they feed on you.
They feed on you.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. People stay traumatized.
So I've done some research on bed bugs. So now, there's all these products now where you can buy bed bug prevention mattresses where you cover your whole mattress in a plastic thing.
Right.
What's the point of that? The bed bug cannot, like, attach themselves to the mattress because they need to attach themselves to something?
I only recommend that when they don't want to get rid of the mattress. That's the only time I recommend that. Because some people don't have the means or the ends to get a new mattress.
So instead of
paying $800 to a mattress, just go get a cover for a couple $100.
But then you treat the mattress first to kill the bed bug. And then you put
the cover on.
But then you don't know if there's more bed bugs in the house, right?
Well, we won't just treat the mattress itself. We treat the actual room, the baseboards. We lift up the carpet. We'll flip the bed frame around and treat those areas.
You'll flip the wife around and she'll be like, yo, let me see. I got to check out those ass cheeks. Yo, bend over, man. Let me see. Nah, she's all right. All right. So what do you treat? How do you treat the bed bugs?
Well,
what do you do?
What happened is in the industry, a lot of people were using what's called pyrethiums. That's the active ingredient in the pesticide.
What is that? Chemical?
It's an oil that's drained from a plant that comes from Australia.
Got it.
And what happened was the bed bugs became immune to that pesticide. So scientists, entomologists were scrambling to find out how can we control this because this is getting out of control.
Right.
And what they did is they brought two products out. I'm not going to say the name because I know my competitors are listening. But these two products have two active ingredients.
And these are products specifically mixed up for Pescal. No.
They're in the industry, but not
all. You don't want to let everybody know.
Yeah, because not all the guys
are familiar with it.
I'm passionate about what I do, and I want to make sure that I'm...
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute.
Well, how
passionate you are. I want to get to know about that.
So... with these two active ingredients, they can't become immune to the pesticide.
They can't.
No. So, you know, you just lay that stuff down and they walk into it and they die.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get control from there. And then I'll follow up within 10, 15 days.
Right.
And see what's going on. And maybe if we missed anything, just do another walkthrough.
Right.
But we, you know, we take care of business.
I know you do. Yeah. You're highly recommended on, on Scalp, which is the pest, which is the pest exterminator's website. Recommendation website.
Yep.
The food equivalent to Yelp. It's called Scalp.
There you go. Check it out.
So like for people who have like lice and shit like that, that you know you give a review on Scalp, and you know you stop. Let me stop bugging out.
No.
So all right. You talked about your passion. Mm-hmm. So tell me about your passion. How'd you come about? How'd you become?
Well, basically, I said earlier.
You worked for.
I worked for this company, and they just said, "Hey, you know, we sold the company."
Right.
And I was used to a certain income.
How long were you working for them?
For 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was used to a certain income, and they wanted to change it dramatically.
And the new owners came and said,
No.
You were working there.
Yeah.
You were making that amount of money for Altamite.
Right.
The Latino-owned one. Now the white-owned Altamite, that's going to be $5 pay cut.
There you go. For sure.
Yeah.
So I got really stressed. I laid in my bed for like a week.
A week?
Yeah, man.
That's Latino.
I was depressed.
I ain't getting up.
I was depressed, man. I had a mortgage. I had trucks. I had cars to pay. And I just got up one day and said, I'm going to start my own company.
Right.
I came in with the name and a different theme, black and yellow. Nobody in the industry has that. And, you know, I started sending my tools and preparing my truck. And we started from door to door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it took off, man.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have.
So how long has Pest Cal?
Now we've been in business for 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
And this is your business.
This is my business.
I didn't know that when we first met.
Yeah, you didn't know that on the way here, but.
No, because my wife, you know, she did the research.
Right.
She
said,
because, you know, she was like, did you call the exterminator yet? Did you call the exterminator? I'm like, yo, I got the fucking roach already, man. Back up. You know what I mean? How us guys are, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Fuck, we'll take care of it, baby. Yeah.
That's right.
3 months later, yo, did you call the exterminator yet? I'm like, yo, don't you have a fucking trip to go to or something? I'm cool with the roaches, man. I'm all right.
Yeah, we good with that.
So, she called and she said that you had a lot of reviews and that you were the owner. But for some reason, when you and I were talking,
because I consider myself a tech. I get it.
But I just didn't know, which is cool, which is awesome.
Right.
And I'm not
your typical owner. I like to be out in the field and work.
Yeah, sniff cocaine with your customers. Yeah, I get it.
Right.
I mean, I'm like, listen.
None of that going now, man.
Listen.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
Yo. I'm like, listen, you know, let me tell you a secret, okay? Let me tell you a secret, all right? You know how I deal with roaches? I take a hit of coke, okay? And I sit down in the corner. I smoke a cigarette. And I have a word with them, okay? Take another hit of coke, and then I just have a conversation with them. I'm like, listen, let me explain something to you guys.
You gotta bounce.
This is my business here, okay? All right, let me just tell you something. This is my business, all right? You guys need to scram, okay? Because I don't want these guys to call me back saying you're around here again, okay?
That's funny.
All right.
Yeah, ain't none of that going on though.
No. You're up and up and legit. You're straight up.
Right.
You back your services up.
Yes, sir.
You back your services up. 30-day money back guarantee, which is a standard.
Right.
You know,
right.
Standard industry, but I'm gonna go all over it because I fuck around and I lose
track.
So you work for this company for 10 years.
Yeah.
And you got to a point where you're like, you know what?
I'm gonna go on my own.
I'm gonna do my own, which is, you know what? That's admirable, dude.
Yeah.
Because to do that, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it was a big step
for me. That's a huge thing, bro. That's a huge thing.
I didn't know what tomorrow was gonna bring.
I got mad respect for that. Seriously,
Thank you, I appreciate that. That's
a big deal.
Thank you
for
much.
Anybody.
Yeah.
To do any business,
it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing.
You know what I mean?
It's
a big thing.
Yeah.
Running your own business is no fucking joke.
It's no joke, man. Yeah.
So, but then when you say you're passionate about it, so you had 10 years of experience of extermination,
right.
But then on your own, you do research and you learn about the
all the time. I sign myself up to bedbug summits and seminars that happen in Vegas. I'll fly over there, take a course.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very involved, especially with this. I talk to like 4 entomologists in the state.
Right.
And, you know, if I find a weird bug that I've never seen, I'll mail it to them. They'll ID it, let me know.
We found the fucking bug in my house.
I still haven't got it. I'll check my email. It's probably my email.
This fucking bug looked like a Dominican refugee on my fucking, on my kitchen counter.
That's cold.
Yo, sir, I swear to God, that motherfucker looked like, no me mires, puto. And he was squashed. You remember
that? That was a weird looking bug.
Weird looking bug, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't ID that one.
Yeah, me
It's probably some type of agricultural pest.
I don't know. I asked him for his ID.
he said, "What you want my ID for, eh, puto? Don't worry about it. Just give me a piece of cheese, eh?"
There you go.
So all right. So you do your research. You know. I mean, I know a little bit about bugs. I mean, right. You know, I know. Maybe later on we'll get into it, but I know, for instance, bug proteins are a big deal now in the United States. Yeah. Where, for instance, they're taking cricket and grasshoppers.
Or even termites.
Termites.
Yeah, they have a lot of protein.
I didn't know about termites.
Yeah, but I was reading on termites. They have a lot of protein.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're taking termites. They're taking crickets and grasshoppers, beetles and bees.
They dip them in chocolate or fry them.
No.
You're telling them just raw?
They do all sorts of stuff. They do them raw. They saute them.
Wow.
They cultivate crickets specifically for
feeding.
Mm-hmm, for flour. They call it a cricket flour. So they roast them.
That's nasty, bro.
They roast them and then they pulverize them into a grain like substance. So it's not a flour like you can bake something with, but you can take the cricket flour and put it into, let's say, cookies. Or protein bars.
That's nasty.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm reading articles about how America or the Western society are one of the few societies in the world that's not up on eating bugs. I mean, Mexicans eat bugs, chapulines.
Yeah, like even with the botella, you know, the little worm when you drink the tequila.
Yeah. But I mean, there's companies now that are making cricket bitters. So, you know, bitters that they use in different cocktails.
Right.
Like, For martinis or whatever, so they're making cricket bitters.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All this wacky shit.
Where is this going on?
In Brooklyn.
There's a couple of companies.
I mean,
I have to look into that. Yeah, I haven't read anything on that.
I'll get into some of the statistics of this stuff because it's interesting. There's a big wave of pro insect as promoters,
right?
You know, this is the thing of the future, right? Because crickets take up less space than cattle, for instance, right? And cattle leave a cattle's pigs, chickens. They leave a large carbon footprint, right?
Right.
They need a lot of grass. They need a lot of air. They need a lot of water.
Right.
Whereas crickets,
a lot of maintenance. Basically.
Maintenance. Whereas crickets, they don't need that much air. They don't need that much space. They don't
just
need
keep
that
them
much
in a
water.
Box.
Keep them in a box. Of course, you have to have thousands and thousands of boxes to cultivate,
right.
You know, let's say 50,000 pounds of cricket protein.
Yeah.
But when you look at the pros and cons, if we were all to eat, you know, cricket protein, which FYI,
you're not going
to
catch me doing
FYI,
that.
FYI, I'm not going to be one of them, but because I like carnitas and I like fucking a steak.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm saying
in the future when, you know, you get.
You never know, man. Yeah.
You never know. True. But anyway,
becomes a trend, right?
But anyway, that's one thing. You mentioned entomology, entomologists. Mm-hmm. Forensic entomology is a major fucking use of insects and the detection.
Yeah, they use like blowflies, horseflies. When something dies, they're the first things on the scene.
That's right. The larvae of a fly.
They can tell by what time the body died.
That's how they can tell when the body expired.
Exactly.
By the larvae, when the flies.
It's a crazy
science, but it's accurate.
Right.
It's inaccurate.
Yeah.
In fact, the University of Tennessee, which is not far from Knoxville, Tennessee, they have a farm called the Body Farm. Okay.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
Where they have John Does, right? Like bodies that are donated
to
science,
like a pig or even
or whatever,
and
they have them in all these different. Scenes, so to speak.
Crime scenes, per se. Yeah.
And they go and they study them based on, you know, they have forensic entomologists go in there and study.
See when the bugs get there.
Cause of death, length of death, blah, blah, blah. So it's very
interesting.
It's very interesting, sure.
Yeah.
Because like you said, the bed bugs have, you release a pheromone from your carbon dioxide, which attracts the bugs,
exactly.
Right? Because that's what bugs are attracted to.
Yeah.
That's what mosquitoes are attracted to.
Exactly.
Your pheromones, right? Which, by the way...
And they tend to choose certain individuals, not always everybody in the house.
Right. It depends on
the pheromones they have.
Yeah, let me see something.
Sure.
I was watching this 10, what was it? The 10 weird bug facts.
Okay.
There's this, I think it's a moth.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it.
Is it from California?
No, in general.
Oh, okay.
In general. I think it's a moth. Okay, let me see. All right, well, the larvae of one type of midge can survive for 3 days in liquid nitrogen. And the temperature of liquid nitrogen is negative 321 degrees Fahrenheit. A midge is a small fly or whatever. It could be a bunch of, this is a larvae. That's got to be very small. But I was looking at some. Oh, here you go. Termite queens will lay up to 30,000 eggs a day. Live for many years. 30,000?
Yeah.
That puts a fucking Mexican whore in fucking a different, huh? That shit puts like fucking a Puerto Rican and a Mexican whore in a completely different fucking cat. Fucking 30,000 eggs in a day?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
People don't know the amount of damage they cause.
Well, termites are crazy. I like to talk about termites. Yeah. So this is the Indian moon moth. This is what I was talking about. The Indian moon moth are able to smell the pheromones of a potential mate over 6 miles away.
Wow.
Check that out.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's real crazy.
You're going to have to send me that link.
I will. Definitely, for sure. Okay. All right. So, bed bugs. I mean, I know about bed bugs as far as like... Bed bugs travel easily from person to person, like in suitcases. So you go to a hotel.
Go to Vegas, do a little Vegas run, you might end up catching bed bugs.
You put your fucking clothes in a fucking a dresser drawer in a hotel. Me personally, when I go to one of those hotels, because I, as a comedian, I travel.
Right.
And I'm not always at a fucking 4 or 5 star hotel.
Right.
And by the way, it doesn't matter. 4 or 5 star, 2 star, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're more apt to get bed bugs at a fucking, you know, Holiday Inn or La Quinta, like where there's no
La
lights.
La Quinta Hotel.
You know what I'm saying? Like La Quinta Motor Inn, you know what
there
I mean?
There you go.
So what I usually do is I keep my suitcase closed.
Right.
And I keep my clothes and I take them out and I keep everything in a plastic bag.
Well, this is what I do. I take 3 bags with me.
3 bags.
And then I keep my suitcase in one. I hang my clothes up in the closet.
In a bag.
And I wrap it with a bag. Uh-huh. And then I keep another bag where I keep my dirty clothes or whatever.
Right. So you wrap your suitcase in a bag?
Yeah. And then once I'm done, I throw all my clothes in that bag. When I get home, I leave it out in the sun for 2-3 days.
Uh-huh.
And that bag is usually, I use a black bag. And the temperature in that bag is going to rise to about, it's going to raise to about 120 degrees and roast whatever's in there.
Microwave the bed bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, because they can't survive more than 113 degrees.
Got it.
That's an organic way of doing it.
So you put those, you put the suitcase in a bag.
Right.
In a plastic, like garbage bag.
Yeah.
And you close it.
It's called
the
contractor bag. Yeah.
Like
a 33 gallon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you keep it in there while you're at the hotel.
Right.
And you take your clothes out, whatever.
I hang it up and then I put a bag over that, tie it up.
Got it.
And whatever I need, I take it out.
Got it. The rest of the stuff you keep in the suitcase and you take it out as needed.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
That
makes sense.
That's the best way to do it, man, because.
You know, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to protect yourself. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Anyway, so I want to get to how we met, right? So I called, Rosemary called the exterminator because all of a sudden, now, you know I live in a decent neighborhood.
No,
right?
This guy lives in a really nice house. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter. Believe me, I'm up in the hills every day.
Dude, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter, yeah.
This is what I'm trying to say. But this is what happened to me. Trip me the fuck out. Right?
Yep.
I'm Puerto Rican. I grew up in the hood. I live in an apartment in Spanish Harlem. Right. And I see these water bugs all the time.
Right.
I know what they look like. These fucking, you called them a.
They're called American cockroaches.
American cockroaches. Yeah. They're like about fucking 2 inches.
There you go.
Like 2 inches long, maybe an inch.
Reddish brown.
Reddish brown, an inch thick.
Yeah.
Now, the ones you said, American cockroach, do they fly? Do those fly? No.
Yeah, it depends on the temperature.
It depends on if they're
drunk.
The
humidity. Depends
if it's,
yeah,
a, if it's really a lot of humidity,
yeah,
they'll fly?
They'll fly, yeah.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, so I started. Yeah. I go out of town. I come back home, and I see these fucking roaches near the bathroom.
Right, right.
Near the fucking bathroom. And they're usually on their back, dead, expired. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck is this? Right?
Yeah.
And they're nasty.
They are, man.
They're gross.
They are gross, yeah.
So I got to go and fucking get a toilet paper, you know, piece of paper, paper towel, grabbing. It's disgusting, dude.
Yeah, I know, man.
I'm not fucking 15 anymore. I'm not living in a fucking bunch of pigs. You know what I mean? I live in a nice house.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? I pay decent rent. I'm clean.
Yeah, pay your taxes.
You know what I mean? I clean. I pay my taxes. What the fuck? Is this motherfucker doing in my house?
Yeah, man.
So I fucking throw it out. I don't say nothing to my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
I go out of town. I come back, the same thing. One time I found one in the guest bedroom.
Right.
I found one walking like towards
the
double.
Oh, you said you saw one on the counter too, right?
Well, that's another time. That's after you came. Okay. That's after you came.
Yeah.
I saw him walking near the double pane doors that exit to the back.
Okay.
This is the guest house.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck? So, and they see you coming and they go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I stomped on them. Okay, now I got to pick them up. Finally, you know, she caught on. She saw them. So she called the fucking exterminator. She called you. You came in. The first thing you said, I didn't say nothing to you. I just told you that there were roaches.
Right.
And you said, how big are they? About 2 inches.
Right.
And then you said, were they dead? This is what he fucking says right over there. Dun, dun, dun. I was like, you just asked me.
Do it.
You just asked me like 3 times. You asked me. Were they dead? Were they 2 inches? Were they on their back? Yep. They were roaches.
Yep.
The American cockroaches. The reason they're dead is because the sound wave monitors that are traveling through the tubes in your fucking drain, due to the construction up on Coldwater Canyon, is making them find a path away from that noise. By the time they get through your bathroom, their central nervous system is shot, and they just want to go. They just want to go in peace.
There you go. It's detective work,
man. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, most of that species of roach lives in the sewers.
Sewers.
And when there's construction going on, that irritates them. The vibrations travel through the sewers, irritates them, and it brings them out of the drains.
They bring them out of the drain.
Yeah.
So they basically come
up. And they find you in their way in your house.
Well, they come up out of any open drain.
Exactly.
Like your fucking sinks.
Right.
Your shower.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, $500 later, PestCal basically told me all I had to do is
just sign here and initial here.
Get me some mesh, like some fucking mesh, like a sink trapper that you buy in the hardware store. Except my high end ass home doesn't have standard fucking drains.
No, he has custom drains.
I gotta go fucking get some screen and cut the fucking pieces and make my own fucking mesh to block it.
You did a good job, by the way.
I did a good job.
You did a good job. Yeah, you got
it. Good job, right?
Yeah, you did.
Because those are not, you can't get.
Yeah, that's some custom work.
There
you go.
So, but the good news is that although your bill was $5,000,
right.
The mesh that I got 5 feet, 5 yards of it for $4. So it all evens out.
It all evens out. You should have just left it to us, man.
Yeah. If you guys need any fucking roach prevention, call me. I'll split the cost with Kevin, and I'll come and I'll do custom made.
He does all the mesh screens.
I'll do the mesh screens for you. You know what I mean?
Because
I got the scissors and I got the mesh. So do you get a lot of calls about those roaches, especially now?
Yeah.
Now?
No, well, now
more is bed bugs.
No, right now the insects die down because of the temperature, and now we get rodent calls. We're going to get all the rat calls, possums, skunks, raccoons.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I can call you if I get a raccoon?
Oh, yeah.
In my house,
I checked all your vents. You're good.
Yeah, you
you're
don't good. Really see yeah. too much in the house.
Yeah.
The vents are pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the roof.
I told your wife I was going to do a walkthrough, make sure everything was good.
In the attic, I can't imagine there are any rodents because there's no way they can get in.
You'd be surprised. We haven't done that inspection.
They can get into the roof on the top in one of those holes, right?
It's usually where the eave meets the roof is in those areas. That's where they're squeezing.
Eaves. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So we're gonna have to get you.
No, we're gonna have to get you to do an inspection.
For sure.
One of those inspections, and then do an attic inspection.
Inspection. For sure.
Because they got people to come and clean the attic.
I do that too.
Yeah.
I do insulation clean out.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll hook it up.
Yeah. Let me know.
We'll hook it up. We'll work it out. Because I'm tired of working in my house. Fuck that. I'm tired of this shit.
That's how it is, man. I don't even spray my house.
I know. Fuck that. You're like, why, Maria? You spray the fucking house, man. I spray everybody's house in the neighborhood already.
Yeah,
I just
want
to come home, lay back, crack a beer, eat some tacos, and watch the game, man.
My girl's like, you better do it or I'm going to call Western.
Yeah. Now, Western is one of your major competitors.
Oh, yeah. They're one of
Western, but they do have the dope logo.
Yeah, they got the bad logo.
They got the dope
logo. My logo's tight, too, though. You see that?
Yo, Western, Western's got a mouse in a top hat with a fucking...
He's like calling the mouse over with the hammer.
With a hammer behind his back. Here, kitty.
That's old school, man.
Yeah,
they've been around for a long time.
I know.
Since 1901.
I know. But you know what? PestCal, you're up there. You're going to be one of the top five. Trust
me.
You're going to be one of the top five. You know why? Because you come from an organic place, right? This is your business. You care about the first customer as much as you care about the 500th customer.
Thank you.
And that's counts. Service.
Yeah.
Customer service.
Yeah.
I don't even need a fucking a quarterly exterminator service. I said, fuck it, I'm gonna sign in. This is what this guy does. He comes in, he befriends you,
yep.
He schools you on shit. Next thing you know,
sign here, initial here.
Yo, I got you, bro. I don't even got a fucking road, but fuck it, yo. You know what? Just come, bro. Just do it.
Yeah, well, you know, you'd be surprised, man. It's piss prevention.
Well, the bugs usually come like in the summertime, spring.
Usually spring is when it's that
spring.
Starts. Yeah.
Spring is when the fucking spiders start coming, and then some ants, and then
roaches.
Although earwigs. I gotta tell you something. Earwigs are fucking big, that's one of the things that come.
Yeah.
And those things are disgusting because they're small and squirmy.
Yeah.
And those things can crawl into your mouth and your ear while you're sleeping. Anything.
Yeah, for the most part, that's a myth, but
They don't fuck with you.
No, they don't mess with
you. Now, those fucking North American cockroaches, do they ever climb up on the bed?
There's cases of that going on all the time.
Like
depending on the level of infestation or if they're doing some major construction on the actual street, then we'll get like 5 calls on one street.
Yeah, like you roll over and shit.
Yeah.
And you think you're hugging your wife, but you're hugging a roach. Ah! What the fuck?
What happened to you?
What the fuck? Because the roach, those fucking things are big.
They're huge, man. Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You got hairy fucking legs. What's going on? Drop it. Ah!
That's funny right
there. Yo, it's ridiculous.
There you go.
So, okay. So, all right. Spiders.
Spiders.
The big, so what's the craziest spider infestation that you come across? I mean.
I did a house in Burbank.
Brown recluse?
No, this was black widows.
Black widows. You showed me what those eggs look like. Yeah.
Well, right now we're having a takeover of what's called the brown widows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're taking over the Southwest.
I read about that. The brown widows.
Yeah, they're taking over now.
Yeah.
They say their poison is a little bit more toxic than the black widow, but they don't release enough venom to really kill you.
They don't release enough?
They don't release a lot of venom when they bite you.
Got it.
So I did a house in Burbank, man, where I crawled under the house and I started spraying all the footing of the house.
Yeah.
And when I turned around, it was thousands of black widows hanging halfway down. Yeah. So I started yelling at the other tech to bring me another, like a stronger gas.
So you basically killed them all.
I had to tell the
so you went under the house, you sprayed, and those other ones went, what you doing, fool? You trying to come up on our shit?
They came back deep.
You trying to creep up on us? Yo, what you doing, fool? And you were like, shit, yo. Yo, Jose, could you drop another one of those exterminating fumigation tanks?
I had to tell the boy, go get that. And we started fogging, and I waited for like an hour for them to
die. See, this is what I'm saying. When I was growing up, we didn't have exterminators. We had La Bomba.
La Bomba.
Raid used to make one of those
things. Or the Chinese chalk.
We used the Chinese chalk, and we had La Bomba.
Yeah.
So you fucking get the kids, and you'd be like, all right, kids, get your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, get your shoes, get everything. We're going out of the house, all right? We're not coming back home for another 6 hours, okay?
For real.
Come on. You put one of these. They were like grenades.
Yeah.
You put one in the middle of the kitchen. You pull
it. They still sell that.
You run out and the shit explodes. You come back 6 hours later, the roaches are on their backs like those motherfuckers that I found in my house.
Hey, I did a bid on in 2006.
Yeah.
I told this lady, I'll take care of it. I give her a price. And she's like, I'm just going to do it myself.
Right.
I saw her on Channel 9. She blew up the apartment.
With that?
With those foggers, yeah.
With the foggers.
Yeah, she didn't read the label,
Because she can't smoke.
Oh, she put...
Warning. Do not smoke marijuana at the same time as exploding one of the foggers. The bitch was like...
She didn't read the label.
Okay, Harry, blow the fogger. Boom! The whole building went off.
Yeah, she blew up the building.
Interesting. So the second thing that my grandmother had, my grandmother had, she had sixth sense exterminating powers. Okay.
Right.
You could be at the door talking and shit. You'd be like, yo, what's up, man? I didn't ask for no Chinese food. She'd be like, blah. She can hit a roach.
She can hit a roach
behind her back without looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She'd be like, listen, I didn't tell you to come over here to my house, okay? I didn't ring the buzzer, okay? Blah! I didn't blah! Like right behind your back, she'd fucking catch the roach without fucking taking her eye off of you.
That's comedy, dude.
As soon as white people came into the neighborhood, that's when exterminators came. Southern California, you got a lot of crazy fucking bugs.
Oh, yeah.
You got bugs out here.
Bugs, and right now, L.A. just moved to number 3 with rodents. More than New York. New York is number 5 right now.
Rats and roaches.
Yeah.
Well, New York is big.
That's based on a report that Orkin did. on the call, on the amount of calls that come in to each city.
We have a caller, by the way.
Go ahead.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing?
Hey, this is Rhino. I want to give a shout out to the homie Kevin.
Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for calling, Rhino.
Yo, what's up, Rhino?
What's up, Rhino? What's up, my boy?
Rhino from the Vinyl. What's up, man?
That's my boy right there. What's up, man? Thank you for calling, Rhino. We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
How you doing, man? You listening to the show?
Are you watching the show?
Shout out to Kevin. You know, I had a road problem. He came through and took care of my problem.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Yeah, I took care of him.
Professional, yeah. Everything. I'm really satisfied with his work.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
I had a rodent problem, too. I threw her out of the house. I said, you got to get the fuck out. I said, you got to get the fuck out. I'm paying rent and you out. That's it. I let you stay here for 2 weeks. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Do it again.
What's that?
That's it.
I said, you got to go. Get your shoes, get your chanclas, get your skirts and your fucking bras and get out.
That's it.
That's comedy. Hey, thank you for calling, Rhino. I appreciate that.
Yo, you got any questions?
You got any questions, though? Ask the boy right here. Let me know.
You got any questions?
Yeah. No, I mean, I just want to give a shout out.
You just want to give a shout out.
All right.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you, buddy. Saludos a la familia. Thank you.
Saludo. All right.
Thanks, man.
I'll bite.
See?
Yeah. No. We're going to, like, before the show ends, I'm mad big up.
Thank you. Appreciate
this
it.
This is it.
Thank you.
This is it. First of all, let me just say this. If you're one of my regular listeners, man, you have a Yelp page, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Even if you don't have insect problems or fucking exterminating services needs, just go to Yelp and fucking look up PestCal. PestCal. Just PestCal. PestCal. Just fucking write a review, bro. Fuck it. It don't matter. Just say, Kevin, that motherfucker's on the money. All right? Just write up a review. All right? This is homie. This is organic shit. My man doesn't work for no major corporation. He works for himself.
Yeah.
He put his money where his mouth is. He knows what he's talking about.
Right.
And that's what's up.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So
thank you.
So we move on to Brown Widow. So you crawl under houses. This is one of the things in L.A., yo.
Yeah.
Dude.
We have race foundations here in L.A.
Dude. In L.A., you got to fucking crawl under motherfuckers' houses.
Yep.
In New York, we got basements.
Yeah. It's a whole different ballgame over there.
But here, you got about, like, maybe 20 inches maximum.
Right.
And the foundation or the pavement always fluctuates.
Exactly.
Because it's dirt.
It's dirt, yeah.
So imagine this, y'all, if you don't know this. You go underneath somebody's house, but you go in head first and you're swimming. It's almost like you're swimming on dirt, right? And you're crawling on your stomach. And
you're removing spider webs on your way to the...
To do electrical work, to do plumbing.
You did electrical work for a friend of mine. Right.
But whatever you got to do under the house, you got to do that shit.
You got to do it.
You got to go underneath there.
I've been under houses and ran into raccoons and possums and...
Live raccoons, and those could be dangerous.
They don't play, man.
Yeah, those could be dangerous. Raccoons could fuck you up.
Oh yeah, really?
Whoosh.
Shout out to Roger. He knows what I'm talking about. We almost got eaten up by a raccoon last week.
I thought I told you never to come under my house anymore. So I told you, I am a exterminator. I'm coming to cure all the spider webs. You don't belong here anymore.
That's right.
We have another call. I was just doing that. I was just doing like the fucking karate.
It's all good, man.
Karate.
You're doing good, though. You're doing good.
Special effects. Yes, caller. You're calling in live. Nestorius Public Radio. What's up? 1-2.
What's up, man? This is Tojo on Pacoima. I got a question for your guest, PestCal.
Oh, yeah. Kevin.
Hey, what's up, Tojo? How you doing?
I heard you mention that you're in the Valley or just the greater Los Angeles?
We're in the greater Los Angeles area, but we're mostly in the Valley, north part of L.A. But we cover everything.
But shit, I'll give him $5 of gas if he needs to go further. You know?
Well, we'll go see you, man.
A lot of companies don't want to come out to Pacoima, California. We're like 26 minutes out of L.A.
I'm over in the valley.
I'm in the 818, but I will definitely take care of you,
Pacoima's
man.
Pacoima's right there, man.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's what I understand about people in L.A.
I call Western, and they give me a hard time.
Well, just call us, and we'll take care of you. Set it up. Yeah, we do free inspections. We'll send a technician.
Website,
yeah.
Is your website Pescal?
What's your website? My website is www.pescal.com.
Pescal.
Pescal. Okay. Or you can call 818-392-0902.
What is the number?
818-392-0902.
Yeah, 0902.
Yeah.
That's Pescal.
I'll send one of my technicians out there. Go ahead.
Oh, definitely. I appreciate that because it gets hectic out here, man. Like you said, I live in an apartment, and then we got these landlords that are real selfish these days.
Yeah.
And they don't want to take care of business, so we come out of our pocket. But that crap don't work at the stores, man.
Now, no worries, man. We got the right stuff for you. So just give us a call. We'll go out there, give you a free inspection. We'll take care of you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, okay. Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's only down the street from me. But, hey, thank you for calling. We'll take care of you.
Thank you so much for calling, brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I heard in Pacoima they got those insects with leather jackets and shit. Be like, Orderly Holmes. Orderly Holmes, what are you talking about?
Shout out to my boys in Pacoima, man. Yeah. Everybody in P-Town.
You know what? I taught Pacoima?
Yeah, yeah.
You know McClay?
Yeah, I know Pacoima. McClay's a rough school. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I taught photography to middle school kids.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, after school program. Nice. Yeah, fuck it.
Was that voluntarily or just?
They paid me like $3 an hour.
Oh, that's cool, man.
I didn't do it for the money, dude. I did it because you have these kids. It was called Woodcraft Rangers. It was an after school program.
Right.
There's a couple years ago, so you teach them the basic fundamentals of photography and all that other stuff, which, by the way, I got to show you some.
Oh, you got to show me some pictures.
9/11 photographs, because you were asking me about that earlier.
Right.
So, where were we at? We're talking about, give me some crazy stories. Give me a couple crazy stories you've experienced as an exterminator. I mean, we went all over the place.
Oh, I was out with a technician, Freddie.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, oh, there's a rat that's dead under the kitchen. So I crawl into the house and I'm like, all right, that's easy, $300. Somebody knock this out. I put my hand through the hole. I pulled the dead rat out, and I felt something bite my glove.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, what? I pulled my hand out, and this rat jumps out and lands on my face.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, man. And I just rolled, and Freddy was just laughing.
Oh,
I was like, oh, cancel the day. I'm going home.
You were like.
Yeah.
Big Cholo goes into an old lady's apartment in the kitchen for a call of an overweight rat. The overweight rat pulls him out and punches him in the head. Oh, shit.
There you
it's
go.
Gonna be a fight.
Put him in a headlock, right?
Yeah. We have another caller? Another caller. Damn, wow, you're hot,
man.
Kevin.
Yeah, man.
You're hot. Yes, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, this is Alex. I just want to give a shout out to Kevin.
Thank you,
my
Alex.
Boy.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Hey,
appreciate it.
You turned me down for Thursday, but you know what? Test is under control. So
thank you so much.
Kevin.
Appreciate you guys calling. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Big up.
Big up.
Thank
you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Big up, Mom. You got it.
There you go.
So,
see, they got love for me, man.
So, what was I gonna say? Okay, so give me another story. That's good.
That was
recent?
Yeah, that was like 2 months ago.
So you use gloves and shit to try to.
Oh yeah.
So did you go under the house for
this? I went under the house and I put my hand through a hole where the rat was dead.
Through a hole.
Yeah.
To like.
To pull out the carcass.
Through the floor. So underneath the house, through
under
the
kitchen cabinets, under, you know, that hollow area?
Yeah.
I did that, and once I pulled
it
out, yeah,
now,
man.
This was a house.
This is a house.
Mm.
And that thing ran out and landed on my face.
So it wasn't dead.
One was dead, but there was another live one in there.
Another
one. Right.
There was another one.
Yeah.
That was my husband, you motherfucker! You took my husband out!
I've seen everything, man, like. Major rodent infestations.
I mean, there's got to be some pig motherfuckers.
It's usually like
clutter fucks that have a bunch of shit.
It's usually a hoarder.
A hoarder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually one.
Because you can smell a mouse or a rat. Rat has a distinctive smell.
Oh yeah.
You can smell it.
As soon as I walk in the house, I can tell you.
Oh yeah.
I can even smell roaches. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I can't. You're like the fucking roach whisperer. You walk in there, you're like.
I'm the hawk whisperer.
You can smell fucking dead roaches and shit.
Right, yeah.
Me, I can't smell. I can smell a dead rat and a dead. I can smell because
I've been doing this for 70 years, so I'm like.
Yeah. Hold on.
I can already tell.
Hold on a second. I hear a cricket fucking up his wife. Hold on. Call 911. There's domestic dispute behind the wall there. There's a cricket beating up his wife and his kids. Hold on. I hear it. Yeah.
That's funny.
Kevin, the insect whisperer. That's hilarious.
That's me.
So tell me another story. Like you get hired by hotels and shit.
Hotels, property management companies.
So you go in
house
there,
owners, restaurants. I mean,
what happens when you go into some place and they don't know that you were called in, and you go in there and you have to like tell them, "Excuse me, we're here to exterminate." What happens?
A lot of times the owners get upset. Well, they don't want to deal with it. They wait till it's too long. It's too late, and the city comes down on them.
Right.
They get shut down, and they have no other option but to call an exterminator.
Yeah.
But we'll come and save the day. We'll say,
so what's your advice? I mean, your advice. So okay,
for the most part.
So in my situation, there's nothing I could have done because it's beyond my control.
Just basically what you can do.
Those orchids came about as a result of.
There's actually getting the drains, the covers.
But that's after the fact. I'm saying there was nothing I could do because that's an unexpected construction that's doing it, and I didn't know about it.
You didn't know.
But I mean, what could you do to prevent, let's say, rat infestation, roach infestation?
You have to just be proactive.
Spider,
Be proactive.
Like
walk around your house, check all the vents, make sure you don't find any hole smaller than a quarter size. Mm-hmm. Patch it up if you do see it.
Vents around the
in LA, we have a lot of what's called raised foundation
raised
homes.
Raised foundation.
Yeah, so you want to walk around and make sure all those vents are sealed up tight. You want to make sure there's no stucco missing off the wall.
Right. No holes,
basically, yeah. Walk around the house and...
That's for rodents. How about spiders and shit? Because you get spiders in the house. They just
If you have an abundance of spiders, you're going to have to control the insect population. So getting on a monthly service would be great. Like going up for us to go out there and control the... Once we control the insect population, the spiders no longer have that food source. So they'll just eventually start leaving.
They won't have that food source?
Yeah, which is the insects.
Oh, got
it. You get what I'm saying? Like they eat...
So what insects are they eating?
They're eating crickets, earwigs, pill bugs.
So you think they're eating crickets inside the house? You think crickets are getting inside the house?
Sometimes they do, depending on if you have door weather stripping in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Any little crack or crevice.
Crickets will fucking get in anyway.
They get in anyway, man. Even if you have sliding doors, they'll get in. Yeah.
The production office in the back, I have the fucking doors closed and the fucking crickets get in.
Yeah, you're looking at 350, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
350?
Yeah.
To get rid of the crickets?
I just played.
$350. I have three chancletas. I'll fucking grab them. I'll slap them all up. You know what I'm saying?
Go,
I'll
boy.
Slap them all up. They ain't get $350 my ass.
Nah, I'm just playing with you, man.
Anyway, we're wrapping up the show.
Cool.
I wanted to share this one thing. Actually, I wanted to share a couple things, but I want to
Can I give a shout out to after?
Oh, yeah. You give a shout out before we close off the show for sure.
For sure.
We'll give a shout out. Okay, so I read about this. a class action lawsuit claims that rice in California may have been tainted with black mold and rodent droppings, among other disgusting substances. The complaint accuses Farmers Rice Cooperative, which is responsible for over 20% of the rice crop in California, of knowingly mixing contaminated rice with edible rice, then selling the mix to grocery stores throughout California. The suit claims that defendants store and maintain rice in such a fashion as to allow foreign substances such as insects, rodents, and their soiling, bird remains, and black mold to be present in its processed rice. In particular, brands New Variety, New Rose, New Crop, Specially Selected, Anniversary, and Imperial Rose are mentioned. Restaurant and stores say in the complaint that they thought what they were purchasing was all sushi-grade rice. But attorney Brian Kabatek says what they were actually buying may have contained only as much as 15% sushi-grade rice. Every single person who has been to a sushi restaurant in the last few years probably has had contact with this kind of rice, Kabatek said. Farmers Rice Cooperative has agreed to meet with the group, but has also called the complaint baseless and say they look forward to the opportunity to vindicate themselves in court. So this is a little public service announcement. If you've eaten rice in California in the last 4 years, you can contact Kabatek Brown Kellner LLP at 213-217-5000. They have a class action lawsuit.
That's a huge lawsuit, then, huh?
Yeah, well, because I mean, rice is a big... I mean, how many fucking sushi restaurants are there in L.A.?
Everybody
eats sushi rice here.
Right.
So that's a big deal. And, you go into restaurants, there's rat droppings and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, I see
that's
everything.
Not uncommon, is it?
Yeah. I see everything. I can't put anybody on blast.
Of course not. We're not here to put anybody on blast.
Yeah.
You're basically saying it's there.
It's there, yeah.
It's there. That's why.
I mean, I just think if you own a restaurant, I think it's your duty to have a pest control company.
I agree with you.
I think it's your duty just to protect you.
I agree with you.
Protect yourself and the consumer.
I agree with you. If you own a restaurant anywhere. But if you're in California, this is for y'all in California. If you're a restaurant or you know anybody who owns a restaurant and they don't have pest control or extermination services, you should definitely contact Kevin at PestCal, P-E-S-T-C-A-L. Kevin, just ask for Kevin. What's your number?
818-392-0902.
818-392-0902. Or PestCal.com. You should do it, man, because eventually, especially when it comes to food, you don't want to be fucking around with contamination.
Yeah, man.
And mice and rats, I mean, that's what...
antivirus, all kinds of...
Well, insects are attracted to pheromones. Rats and mice and roaches, they're attracted to smell of food.
Yeah, right.
The scent.
Yeah,
so it's there. Let me just say this real quick.
Sure.
So... the average American eats 1 to 2 pounds of dead insects and insect parts a year that are contained in such foods as pasta, spinach, broccoli, cereal, rice, and beer. The Food and Drug Administration has allowable levels of insects for various foods. Beer, for example, can contain up to 2,500 aphids per 10 grams of hops. Aphids are little microscopic fly particles or whatever the fuck.
Legs or wings, or whatever. Exactly. Yeah, I know.
So this is what I was talking about before. To combat hunger and improve the environment, people should swap cattle farms for ant farms. That's the conclusion of a new report from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization urging the U.S. and other Western countries to boost their insect intake. Insects are a highly nutritious and healthy food source with high fat, protein, vitamin, fiber, and mineral content. The report says cultivating bugs requires far fewer resources than cattle, chickens, or fish. Crickets, for instance, are 12 times more efficient at converting grains and other nutrients into meat than cows are. Some 1,900 species of insects are already being consumed in other countries, where popular morsels include beetles, caterpillars, ants, grasshoppers, and locusts.
Anyways, that's interesting, man.
It's very interesting. Yeah. So, listen, if you don't eat the insects, call Kevin at PestCal. Let him eat them. Let him eat the insects and save you some fucking, fat grams. You wanted to give a shout-out?
I just want to thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. We'll have you back here.
Thank you very much.
We'll have you back again.
Thank you. I want to thank God and all the staff at PestCal, Nydia, Sylvia, Tamara, Roger, Sergio, Madeleno, Omar, everybody at PestCal. If I forgot you, I just got love for you. Thank you very much.
Aurelia, Miguel,
and Socorro, all everybody on Instagram.
Socorro, Sancha, Maria, Maria Lupe de la Tercera, José López, José Culo, José Chulo, José López Culo, José Juan, Juan Carlos, Come Culo, Hidalgo, Horario, Nestorio. Everybody. I forgot to say this. I want to say a big rest in peace to Elizabeth Pena.
Yeah.
She just passed on Tuesday. Amazing actress. Unbelievable. Right. She died of natural causes. I'm not sure what it was, but I meant to do this earlier on the show.
Right.
A big up to Elizabeth Pena and her family. Our prayers and our heart and our love are with you and your family and all your people. All right. Kevin, PestCal.com.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Motherfuckers, clean your ass and make sure you vacuum every other day in your house to keep from fucking having dust mites.
Encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit.